From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Redfest 2024 update. Greetings from the Red Clifton District Radio Club, VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. Redfest 2024 will open at 9 a.m. Saturday, the 6th of April, at St Michael's College, Caboolture. Our website is www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. Breakfast is at 8 and there will be a cafe serving coffee, tea, cakes, slices and cookies. Vendors start booking now. $10 per table, Redfest at redcliffradioclub.org.au. Raffle prize is the ICOM ID 5100A VHF UHF dual band digital transceiver, as well as lucky door prizes. Tickets $5 each on sale now. There will be tables and displays especially for ladies, and Alara will be there. Thank you, and 73s from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, VK4RC.
This is VK4WIA, and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9:30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. This month is rushing to its climax as it marks the leap year that heralds the Olympic Games in a few more months. Colleges and schools have resumed their order and the routine of life is only interrupted by the changes in the weather. I thought I would indulge in some retrospection. My younger self was intrigued and engaged by the now antique creation of the crystal set radio. The first one I remember was a nicely constructed wooden case which was polished to a high shine in the style of good quality furniture. My home-built unit was on pieces of wood salvaged from boxes that had transported fruit and was not polished, just rough-cut, unvarnished wood. But that was the baptism into the indulgence and enjoyment of radio, and amateur radio in particular. Recently the control buttons on my TV remote started to fail internally, and after removing the cover for an inspection and checking the cost of a replacement, I opted for the easy fix of buying a new remote. Now, this was from a seller in Victoria and it ended up taking 8 days for it to arrive to alleviate my increasing frustration with the ever more failing unit it had to replace. The tracking was good until the parcel arrived at the mail sorting centre for southern Queensland, where my much needed remote rested for 4 days out of the eight. It then arrived on the eighth day with fanfare of an SMS and an email, but no more tracking. Relief from the faulty unit had come at last. Around the same time, I'd been looking at the very popular dual-band handheld radio, which is the toy of choice for many amateurs around the world. What caught my interest was the range of amateur bands that it covered on receive, and the fact a previous HT of the same brand had given good service. Then an ad popped up for an online site with what seemed to be a fair price for one of these radios. It turns out that the sales site is located in the state capital, Brisbane, and with the appeal of fast delivery and free postage as part of the deal, I succumbed to the temptation and invested in one Chinese-made radio. The tracking was superb as the parcel travelled from mainland China to Brisbane International Airport and thence to the Redback Mail Centre. Once again, it seemed that my agony was going to be prolonged as nothing happened until the next day. And without announcement, the radio was delivered to my front door. It'd taken just 6 days from when I paid for the radio to when it was delivered, beating the local purchase by 2 days. I don't know if there is a moral to all this other than to stay calm and not fret when your goods are being transported by the local postal service. I'm now getting acquainted with the button presses and getting closer to some old-fashioned SWL-type monitoring. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.